Welcome, or as the Greeks say, Kyrie. This first lesson is a guide to pronunciation along with the introduction to Athenadze, pages 12 to 14. I'm going to keep things as simple as possible, adapted to American English, and you'll forgive me if I pronounce Greek with a southern accent. Take the same liberty yourself. Speak in your own comfortable style. We can worry about phonetic precision later. For now, the most important thing is just get it out of your mouth. Say it, aloud or at least in a whisper. First, the vowels, A, E, I, O, and U. These are a little tricky for most of us. I'll say each illustration twice, first with transliteration, then again with the Greek letters. Alpha, long or short, is always more or less like the A in father, so in Greek, pater, pater. Epsilon, like the short E's in feather, as in Greek, emblema, our word emblem, emblema. Eta is the long A in fate, like the second syllables in pater and emblema. Iota is long or short like the I in fit, as in idiotes, private citizen, our word idiot, idiotes. Long I is like the double E in feet, as in iatros, doctor, iatros. Omicron is short, like the O's in forgotten, as in iatros. Not as the book suggests, like boat or goat. That's for a certain British accent. Omega is our long O, as in photo, from Greek phos, light, phos. Upsilon, U, is long or short. Short like the U in full, as in huddor, huddor, water. Long like the double O in fool, as in houle, forest. Or use the French U if you like.